have Ozempic face? Have you avoided trying to lose weight or trying one of the GLP-1s because you've heard of Ozempic face and it doesn't sound like it's something you want to get? Well, you're in the right spot.
Welcome to Healthy Her, the podcast designed to inspire women to lead lives filled with health and happiness. I'm Dr. Amy Brenner, your host discussing nutrition, hormones, aesthetics, sexual health, and more. Join us each week as we dive into feeling better, looking better, and living better.
I'm Dr. Amy Brenner, and my special guest today is MJ Husfar, one of our skincare specialists. So welcome to the podcast,
Thank
MJ.
Thank you.
Before we get going and talking about Ozempic face, can you just give people a little bit of background of what you do in our practice?
So I've been here for almost 7 years, and I do skincare here. So I do consultations with patients to help them meet like their aesthetic goals, to help them tighten the skin, healthier skin, just to kind of just help them for their best face forward.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And MJ, I know you personally and know that you definitely practice what you preach. Can you just give people a little bit about your lifestyle, what you do outside of the office? And because you and I are, I mean, I'm 56. I don't know if you want to share with the world how old you are, but you and I are kind of on the same page.
Yes.
of what we do in the office to, you know, kind of practice what we preach.
Exactly.
As well as what we do at home.
Yeah, we definitely try to practice what we preach. And when it comes to skincare, I'm a borderline a little crazy about it. I'm a super conscious person about the sun. I'm constantly have my sunscreen on, rain or snow or sun, it doesn't matter. I try to eat right, drink lots of water, exercise, just those kinds of things. Just
yes.
Try to live a healthier lifestyle. Stay away from a lot of junk food and processed food and those kinds of things, but without cutting everything out, because
right.
There's no fun in that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also, like, you work out and
mm-hmm.
do a little bit of that on the side too.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So let's get into it. What is Ozempic face? Have you had patients or clients tell you that, like, I need to fix this, or I don't want to get that?
Yeah, it's funny when you say Ozempic face, because what makes me think of is that screen mask.
Yeah.
You know, when the yeah, the really high cheekbones, that's
yes.
what I think about. But yes, I've had a couple of patients say to me, you know, like, I feel like this is kind of, everything seems to kind of be melting and just going down south.
Yes.
And they need some help to pick things back up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of it called the scream a mask.
That's just in my head. Yeah.
But let's just set the record straight. Ozempic face is not a known side effect of GLP-1 type medication. It is not a toxic ingredient that just causes the fat in your face or the collagen in your face to just melt off.
Mm-hmm.
It's just actually a known issue what happens when people lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly, these medications are, you know, revolutionary for the weight loss world. And they really work. So sometimes they work too well, and we have to tell people, like, oh, slow down. It's just something that happens. It can happen with gastric bypass surgery or any kind of
right
hospitalization or any kind of rapid weight loss. So it's something that, first of all, we want to set the record straight and eliminate any misconceptions
right.
of
mm-hmm.
it's not a side effect of a medication.
Exactly.
It's more a side effect of
rapid weight loss.
Mm-hmm. So I know this isn't the topic today because you're mainly working our practice as a skincare expert, but I also know that you live this life.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just kind of have a conversation about, in general, what people can do to prevent that rapid weight loss.
So when you're I feel like when you're first starting setting your goals about, okay, this is how much weight I want to lose, it's always important to start slow. You don't want to just go balls to the wall and lose 10 pounds in like a week. You want to, 1 to 2 pounds a week is a very healthy way to lose weight. And it's also proven that that's when you keep the weight off, is when you can go a little bit slower.
Let's talk about setting expectations
mm-hmm.
of slow weight loss,
yes.
which is why we dose people a lot lower and slower. It also prevents a lot of side effects and teaches people, we want people to teach the lifestyle
right.
habits to maintain that.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking water, which is good for your skin,
yeah.
getting good sleep. We talked about, you mentioned one of your favorite supplements to help with, which is collagen.
Yes.
How do you like to add your, how do you like to take your
First
collagen?
First of all, I love our collagen that we have here.
It has all five types of collagen, so there's a big difference.
It is so smooth. It literally dissolves. I know people tell you it dissolves in everything and it leaves you chalky. This literally dissolves in everything, whether it's a hot or cold. You can't taste it. It is the best quality stuff ever. The trick behind collagen is just like the same with anything, is it's not an overnight thing. You want to start doing that because it's going to take you a little while before you start really seeing those results. And after you're doing it for a couple months and you stop, then you're going to be like, wait a second, my hair is falling out. My skin's not looking this good. It's like you start noticing the adverse effects when you stop taking it because you, that build is just so gradual and nice.
Yeah. And there are some collagens that help with skin, hair, and nails.
Yes.
There's other ones that additionally help with blood vessels and musculoskeletal issues. Mm-hmm. So the one we carry here has all five types of collagen and helps with of them. A lot of people here add it to their coffee. I just don't really like sweet stuff in my coffee. Mm-hmm. So I actually like that, like light lemonade. And I'll put a little bit of that and then just put all of my kind of powders that I use. Yeah. Like I like Mag3 and 8 and my collagen. Mm-hmm. And I'll just kind of mix it all together and then just slug it.
Yes. A lot of times I'll mix it with my creatine.
Oh, well. Yeah, I add my creatine too. Mm-hmm. So.
And that's huge also for muscle and maintaining muscle as you're starting to lose weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So those are some things you can do to, from a lifestyle standpoint or from a weight loss standpoint, to decrease the collagen loss or that kind of thing. But unfortunately, it's just kind of a known kind of fact of life of what happens when people are thinner. People that are a little fluffier don't tend to have volume loss.
Right.
You and I kind of, I mean, I would say that's my biggest concern is volume loss.
Yeah. And my girlfriends and I talk all the time. When we were younger, we were like, oh, my face is so chubby. And now we're like, I want that chubby face back, you know, because we lose that volume, because as we age, those fat pads just start to disintegrate on the inside.
Yep.
Which leaves the comforter of the bed looking very wrinkly.
Yeah.
Because the mattress is given away.
Yeah. So what do you think if people ask you, well, should I just wait to see if I happen to get this, or are there things I should do to prevent collagen loss in the face?
Right. I think that when it comes to the people who kind of wait and kind of like, the fact of the matter is you're getting older. So there's collagen loss there.
Yeah. Whether you're losing weight or not, you and I are well known to this, and everything we're going to talk about, I already do.
Exactly. Same.
But anyway, go ahead.
But yes, it's like regardless that you're losing collagen. And so when you hit menopause, which is horrible, but when you hit menopause, in the first 5 years of menopause, your collagen increases by 36%. And so when you come in, I've heard people say this to me all the time, like, it just seems like it happened overnight. It did. It literally, the skin gets crepey, it gets wrinkly, you look down, you're like, oh Lord. But it's all over your body, not just on your face. So preventative wise, it's like I would definitely recommend coming to see one of us to kind of help. We can help assist you on that weight loss journey. And again, we might not be able to help I always like to set up normal expectations. So it's like I wouldn't start with anything evasive while you're losing that weight, and like no like heavy hitter treatments. But when it comes to microneedling that helps with the collagen and elastin production, doing things like that while you're taking your supplements internally as well is going to help that collagen and elastin production. So it's not fighting against you, if that makes sense. Like you're helping to kind of support and prepare the skin for what's coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think there's two ways to look at it. Is I personally think all the things we're going to talk about that stimulate collagen in the skin are things that any aging person can do preventatively. And I tend to lean more in that camp of let's do things preventatively. Unfortunately, these are all out-of-pocket treatments. And sometimes you can also get a little bit of healthcare fatigue of like, oh my gosh, I already do so many things. Right. Like, I whiten my teeth, I floss my teeth, I wash my, like, okay, I just need a break. So I get it from that standpoint. But all of these things are going to also just prevent collagen loss, as you mentioned, due to aging. So there are some people that want to be really proactive and protecting their collagen and building collagen. And then there's other people that want to wait and see. So you mentioned one of the really great treatments for this that's going to really stimulate collagen and I think really move the needle. And that was microneedling. Mm-hmm. And we have two kinds of microneedling. Would you mind kind of explaining the two variances there?
So like microneedling, Rejuva pen. And my daughter, she's going to be 35. It's one of the things I talked to her. Now, she doesn't have a wrinkle on her face. She looks like she's 12. Microneedling now for her is essential because her collagen is starting to dissipate.
Yeah, so it happens in your 30s.
Exactly.
You don't have to wait until you're in
right.
your 50s.
There's no outwardly signs yet of it, but you want to get it before that happens. So it's a lot harder to reverse that than it is to help prevent it. So microneedling, and for those that are like kind of health conscious, they don't want to do anything foreign, they just want everything natural. It can't get any more natural than that. We put a numbing cream on you, we take it off, we use a hyaluronic glide, or you can use even a growth factor if you want to, but it's your body naturally healing, because whenever we make that injury, that we're making an intentional injury to the skin, it tells the body, I need collagen and elastin to come back and heal this area. So there's really nothing more natural than that, of your Sure. body just doing what it's supposed to do. And doing something like that on a regular 4 to 6 week basis is going to keep that collagen production at a higher level than you just doing it like once or twice a year. A patient that comes in is like, well, I did that microneedling and it just didn't work. Well, how many times do you do it? Once. No, it's not going to work, especially if you have correction. So it's not a one and done fix. Like, you don't go to the gym, like I was saying before, and expect abs after the first day. It just doesn't happen that way. And skincare is the exact same way. And then we have a little bit heavier hitter, which is one of my favorite things that we have here in the office. It's called Morpheus 8, which is microneedling with radio frequency. And this device uses more of like a gun type of a handle. And it's 24 pins and needles that go into the skin at different depths. You definitely want to make sure that you are with people that really know what they're doing when it comes to this treatment, because with any treatments, you can really sacrifice your skin if you don't know what, if you don't trust your provider. And we are in the top 8% here at Dr. Brenner's office for this treatment, which I'm really proud to say that me and my work wife have worked really hard at this, and we do all kinds of research on it. But what it does is you're making that micro injury to the skin, it simultaneously releases radio frequency into the skin as well. And radio frequency is everywhere now. Like, you hear, like, for the body, for everywhere, for the stomach, you feel like you did 1,000 sit-ups. And but this is releasing.
I even
that.
Use it to tighten the vulva.
Exactly.
So, but go ahead.
Exactly. I wasn't going to say that part, but I saw Jackie do that yesterday. I was like, yes, that's very impressive. But so simultaneously, it's going to infuse that radio frequency, which is going to act as that shrink wrap. So not only is it inducing the injury that tells the body I need collagen and elastin, it's inducing that radio frequency and says,
Even deeper, I'm going to tighten that up.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So those are two great treatments. Mm-hmm. I think maybe just microneedling is not as aggressive mm-hmm. as the RF microneedling.
Right.
What's another great treatment that's really going to move the needle for volume loss in the face?
For volume loss in the face, I would feel like once you have hit your weight goals, or you're within 5 to 10 pounds of your weight goal, we have things like Sculptra, which is another more of a natural way of doing things for your skin. It's a biostimulator, so it's not a filler. We're not injected hyaluronic acid into the skin. We are basically injecting this biostimulator, and they do it like more in the cheeks and the lower part of the face and the chin. We don't do the forehead, but they can also do the temples, which is great because it's a huge sign of like aging. And don't judge me, because I know mine are a little in there. But and what that does is over time, that starts to build that collagen. So
it's not immediate like fillers.
No. So as soon as like your provider injects it, what it's telling the body is come into those areas of where that product was placed, and that body, your body will produce that collagen in that area. So you wake up, you leave here, and you're like, oh, my face looks so nice. And then a couple of days later, it's all gone. And then you wait about 6 to 8 weeks, whatever your provider tells you, to come back in for 2 more vials. They won't just do one, and they won't do more than 2. And then it's just a slow, gradual process where people start saying, your skin looks so good.
And it looks so natural.
It does, because it is.
Yes.
Because it's your body working from the inside out.
Yeah.
And so I love Sculptra. And then we also filler. I love combining filler with Sculptra. Filler, the wonderful thing about filler is it is hyaluronic acid, which your body naturally produces anyway, but you get that immediate result. So you get that instant gratification with the filler. And that can help to plump up, because you think filler fills, right? I always say Botox and stuff stops movement from happening, but filler fills, it adds volume. So it's perfect for those areas where you might have some volume loss to replace that.
Yeah. I really like what you said. I think, I got to be honest, I think that RF microneedling in combination with Sculptra is almost, if not sometimes, as good as having a facelift.
I agree.
I've seen phenomenal results with that combo. Mm-hmm. And then using, then I think it lets you use really minimal amounts of filler to give a really natural result.
Right. I feel like the filler in that instance is almost like the icing on the cake.
Yep.
You know, just kind of smoothing everything out. It's adding the roses and the glitter or whatever. It's just fine tuning
it. I really like that. Mm-hmm. So these are treatments that we do in the office, but you and I both know it doesn't end there. Mm-hmm. And you want to maintain these results, or even before you might get to your weight loss goal, prevent Ozempic face or prevent collagen loss. What are some of your favorite products that people can use at home?
So my favorite products, that's a very,
I know that's a wide open can of worms. We're not going to go there today. Yeah. We'll be there for a really long
all
time.
Day.
Let's talk about favorite products for collagen stimulation and volume.
Anti-aging, things like that.
So specifically collagen stimulation.
So I think my heavy hitters are always vitamin C, a retinol, and a sunscreen.
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. Retin-A, vitamin C is going to stimulate collagen, even eating vitamin C, those vegetables and fruits. Sunscreen's always good to prevent the collagen destruction from UV rays.
And retinol.
And retinol.
And we here at the office, we have several different types of retinol. And it is literally the gold standard when it comes to medication for the face. For anti-aging, we use it when we're younger for acne. We use it when we're older for wrinkles. I think if I was stuck on a stranded island, that's what I would grab is my retinol. But we have different strengths that we can get to acclimate to that patient's skin, because everybody has different skin. What your skin can take is not something that maybe my skin could take. So we have our TRETs, which are 0.2%, 0.5%, and also 1%. It's never the goal to get to the 1%. It's just a goal to get to the one that your skin can tolerate using every day. Because if you're using a TRET once or twice a week, you're wasting your money. It's not doing anything beneficial for you. You need to use it every day. But we also have Alpha Rep by Skin Better Science, and we have Radovance, which is one of my favorite, and that is a renaldehyde. So, and what that does is, during the day, we use things for our skin to protect it. Like vitamin C is huge for protecting the skin from anti-environmental properties outside. But in the evening is when that skin is going to renew and protect and restore. So we want to, we protect in the day and we heal at night. So correct and heal at night. And that is what the retinols will do. It forces that cellular turnover. It helps with the appearance of pores. It helps with the appearance of smoothing out the tone and the texture of the skin. It also helps with the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. And when you're hitting a renaldehyde as opposed to a TRET, you can also put that on your neck and under your eyes gently, which you obviously cannot do and should not do with a regular TRET because it's just too strong.
I'll also just add, as I'm looking at you and you're just glowing, as I do think the retinols cause you to have like glowing skin.
It does. That Botox.
Because you are just glowing. What about, you know, I think those benefit everybody, but I know we have some specific products that also can be tailored to volume loss. One of my favorites that, you know, when I go on vacation, I don't pack up my whole regimen.
Right.
I usually just take my Retin-A and I take my TNS serum because it's kind of like 20 plus supplements, but you're such a better explainer of these
TNS,
products.
It's like I have a love-hate relationship with it because, you know, in the grand scheme of things, these products are not cheap.
No, it's not.
But they are worth it. And when it comes to TNS Advanced Plus, it has 400 identifiable growth factors.
Oh, okay.
That is just what they can identify. And they are live growth factors. And so when you're putting it on the skin, Another thing that's important is making sure that your skincare specialist works with you on what you're currently using at home and where to place your new products at in that regimen. Because if you're using them incorrectly in the wrong order, you're not getting the benefit from it. So when it comes to something like a TNS Advanced Plus with all those growth factors in it, growth factors, I always say, act like kind of like children having a tantrum. They need their space. So they need a clean, dry surface. It's not something you throw on your face right after the shower. You want your skin to feel nice and dry. You apply that to your skin and just leave it sit. You don't need to leave it sit for very long, but make sure it's soaked into the skin before you interrupt that with another product and start layering your other products. But it has to go on first. It has to go on after you're done cleansing and toning the skin. But that is huge. And you will notice, you notice a reduction in fine lines and wrinkles in 4 weeks, deeper lines and wrinkles in 12 weeks. And it is something you use twice a day. And they tell you, if you're not going to use it twice a day, don't use it, because you're not going to get the benefit from that. Skin Medica is known for doing all of their research when it comes to, they have science that backs them up. They have like all these studies that back them up, and they're constantly working at renewing and making these products better. It is probably one of the gold standards when it comes to growth factors in a product. It's delicious. And if I could, I would just bathe in it.
I hear you. You're so good at talking about this stuff. So
I love it.
Hopefully we've cleared up that confusion about Ozempic face, collagen loss associated with aging. And if you're still confused, highly recommend you come see us.
Thanks for listening to Healthy Her. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a quick 5-star review on your podcast platform. Your feedback means the world to us and helps others discover our show. Do you have questions or want to discuss a particular topic? You can reach us by emailing ask@dramiebrenner.com or calling 513-204-8403 and leaving a voicemail. We might feature your question or comment in an upcoming episode, so don't miss out on the chance to be a part of the conversation. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. We appreciate your support and can't wait to have you back with us next time. Take care, and remember, your Healthy Her journey begins with you. This podcast is for general information only and does not constitute medical advice, the practice of medicine, nursing, or other healthcare services. No patient-physician relationship is formed. The information in the podcast and any references, material, or links are at the sole discretion of the listener and not meant to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Listeners should not delay or disregard obtaining medical advice for any medical diagnosis or issues that they may have, and should seek medical care or advice from their healthcare provider for any such conditions.